אנחנו קוראים במאמר.
We are reading the article "The Freedom" in the writings of Bala Sulam.
חוק אחד לכל העולמות.
Subheader: One Law for All the Worlds. You can find the study material in the study material button in the Arvut system. The Freedom: One Law for All the Worlds.
Yes, let's keep going.
Although the wisdom of Kabbalah mentions nothing of our corporeal world, there is still only one law for all the worlds. Thus, all the corporeal entities in our world, that is, everything within that space, be it still, vegetative, animate, a spiritual object or a corporeal object, if we want to distinguish the unique self of each of them, how they differ from one another, even in the smallest particle, it amounts to no more than that desire to receive. This is the entire particular form from the perspective of the generated creation, limiting it in quantity and quality. As a result, there is an attracting force in it, and a rejecting force in it. Yet, anything that exists in it besides these two forces is regarded as the bounty from His essence. That bounty is equal for all creatures and presents no innovation with respect to creation as it extends existence from existence. Also, it cannot be ascribed to any particular unit, but only to things that are common to all parts of creation, small or large. Each of them receives from that bounty according to the limit of its will to receive. And this limit defines each individual and unit.
Meaning the whole difference between all created beings is in their vessel, the intensity, the size, and the quality. Yes?
Thus, I have evidently, from a purely scientific perspective, proven the self, the ego, of every individual in a scientific, completely criticism-proof method, even according to the system of the fanatic automatic materialists. From now on, we have no need for those lame methods dipped in metaphysics. And of course, it makes no difference whether this force of the will to receive is a result and a fruit of the material that had produced it through chemistry, or the material is a result and a fruit of that force. This is because we know that the main thing is that only this force, imprinted in every being and atom of the will to receive, within its boundaries, is the unit by which it is separated and distinguished from its environment. This applies to both a single atom or a group of atoms called a body. All other discernments in which there is more than that force are not related in any way to that particle or group of particles with respect to itself, but only with respect to the whole, which is the bounty extended to them from the Creator, which is common to all parts of creation together, without distinction of specific created bodies. Now we will understand the matter of the freedom of the individual, according to the definition of the first factor, which we called the Source, where all previous generations, which are the fathers and forefathers of that individual, have imprinted their nature, as we have clarified. As we have clarified, the meaning of the word individual is but the boundaries of the will to receive imprinted in its group of molecules. Thus you see that all the tendencies he has inherited from his ancestors are indeed no more than boundaries of the will to receive, either related to the attracting force in him or to the rejecting force in him, which appear before us as tendencies to stinginess or generosity, a tendency to mingle with people or to be a hermit, and so on. Because of this, they really are his self, ego, fighting for its existence. Thus, if we eradicate even a single tendency from that individual, we are regarded as cutting off an actual organ from his essence. It is also considered a genuine loss for all creation, since there is no other like it, nor will there ever be someone like him in the whole world. After we have thoroughly clarified the just right of the individual according to the natural laws, let us turn and see just how practical it is, without compromising the theory of ethics and statesmanship, and most important, how this right is applied by our holy Torah.
Yes, so the question is clear. How do we keep the freedom of the individual, his uniqueness, from if you lose something on the way, you bend the person, you force him, you don't let him to develop, you don't let him realize himself, then by this we are ruining the whole vessel of Adam Rishon. How can we make it accepted, felt in a way that everyone can advance good and nicely and help each other mutually between everybody? That's why what is happening to us, we need to research very well to what limits we can interfere with one another or help one another. Maybe help in quotas, you know? There's help that whether people want it or not, how do we do it with children and take care of them? Because we force them like a master on slaves. That's how we sometimes relate to children. And then, in all kinds of later ages, where can we truly say that up to here we have an approach towards one another and we don't interfere with the free development of the soul, and beyond this we are not allowed to touch no matter what happens? Meaning there's so many degrees and complaints here. This is psychology and all kinds of different forms of relationships in a family and in a country and so on. So it's a big issue how to understand where the actual freedom of choice is, because around the freedom of choice is where we need to build the right humanity, the right environment, the right country, the right world, in order to let everybody give everybody a right expression for their own freedom of choice, that they will be free in a way that will reveal themselves correctly in connection and correction of the world, and that nobody will feel that someone is forcing him, because that's why it's called free choice, that he himself needs to choose his choice in what does he choose, and can a person be in this freedom of choice, as we are now only starting to understand this whole system. It's something very, very not simple. So we'll keep going and we'll see. Let's keep going.
Subheader, taking after the collective. Our scriptures say, take after the collective. This means that whether there is a dispute between the collective and the individual, wherever there is a dispute between the collective and the individual, we are obliged to rule according to the will of the collective. Thus, you see that the collective has a right to expropriate the freedom of the individual. But we are faced with a different question here, even more serious than the first. It seems as though this law regresses humanity instead of promoting it. This is because while most of humanity is undeveloped, and the developed ones are always a small minority, if you always determine according to the will of the majority, which are the undeveloped and the reckless, the views and desires of the wise and developed in society, which are always the minority, will never be heard and be taken into consideration. Thus, you seal off humanity's fate to regression, for it will not be able to make even a single step forward. However, as is explained in the article, The Peace, since we are ordered by providence to lead a social life, we have become obligated to observe all the laws pertaining to the sustenance of society. And if we are somewhat negligent, nature will take its revenge in us, regardless of whether or not we understand the reasons for the laws. And we can see that there is no other arrangement by which to live in society except following the law taken after the collective, which sets every dispute and tribulation in society in order. Thus, this law is the only instrument that gives society sustainability. For this reason, it is considered one of the natural commandments of providence, and we must accept it and guard it meticulously, regardless of our understanding. This is similar to the rest of the commandments, mitzvot, in the Torah. All of them are nature's laws and his providence, which come to us from above downward. I have already described how the whole of reality, seen in the nature of this world, is only because they are extended and taken from laws and conducts of upper spiritual worlds. Now you can understand that the commandments in the Torah are but laws and conducts set in the higher worlds, which are the roots of all of nature's conducts in this world of ours. Hence, the laws of the Torah always match the laws of nature in this world, as two drops of water. Thus, we have proven that the law taking after the collective is the law of providence and nature.
Please, questions. I guess we need to read this at least twice. Maybe let them read them at home and then ask. The women want to ask, the men no.
Well,
I guess the men don't have an issue with their freedom compared to the women. Well, Brazil won.
Yes, hi, Rav. Hello, friends. My question is, the equivalence of form seems to play a big role in this. Does it mean that the way we relate to our ten is the same way that nature will relate to us, or vice versa? How does that work?
Yes, actually, the ten, after somehow receiving the depiction that we can feel how it exists in some borders, so we need to relate to those borders, the way they change, that it's like a code of the Creator in relation to us. That's how he's relating, that's how he's speaking. Just we yet don't know how to decipher this code. It's concealed, it's closed, but we... this code towards us, there's a language of the Creator, a spiritual language, how he wants to connect to us. And it's expressed in such a way towards us, in our senses, in our five senses. That's why if we come closer and connect to the ten, by this, through the ten, we actually start connecting to the Creator. And afterwards, we can see the ten as the intermediate that helps us translate our feelings and thoughts to the Creator and understand what the Creator wants to give to us. And this is all through the ten, which is like the instrument that through it we can be in a mutual connection with the Creator. We'll reach it. We'll speak about it a lot. There are many things in it. But that is the principle. Peter 2.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, вот в статье Бальшулам описывают...
Tell me, please. Balasulam is describing in the article the undeveloped majority that's developing and then the quantity.
Every society has the minority that are developed, and you have the masses, the big part of people that aren't developed. They're not drawn to it. That's the structure of the pyramid, that below you have a big mass of people and above, not a lot. In every science or culture or education, in everything, every other field, you have a pyramid of its own. And when many people are below, they don't create anything, they only do. That's a good case if they even create something good. And between them, there's a lot of disturbers and, well, waste, let's say. Even though we need them too. We'll learn about that too. Why it's like that. That's it. What can you do? That's the structure of the pyramid of the human society. That's why the law, to take after the collective, you can say, how could that be? That if we're in a state that it's before us, it's revealed that we can't follow the masses because they're not developed. They don't want anything except for filling their stomach and nothing else except for food, sex, family, money, honor, and knowledge. That's even less especially knowledge and especially honor and even less knowledge. That's why, what do we have to do here? Why is this law to take after the collective? Why is it so obligated? Why do we need to keep this law? And in what way? And who are the collective? In our groups, in the general BB world group, or in the whole world? We have to scrutinize this. There are a lot of questions here. It's not for today. We'll talk about it. It's very important things. But for now, we'll hear a few more questions. Who are PT35?
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. In the connection between us, in the network of connection that we're building, we need to open not the Creator, but His thoughts and actions with respect to us. Right?
Talk already. Say it already.
Is this true?
True. Next.
In the revelation, we shouldn't spoil the concealment.
Okay, you settle with your question there, and then we'll hear it. Let's hear the women. They're asking more to the point than the men.
Right, two opposite questions from Mac 18. How should a 10 pressure the friends correctly?
Try and draw them inward as much as possible. And to truly pay attention to it constantly.
Another question from PT38. How do we maintain the freedom of the individual within the 10?
By us trying to bring importance of connection to each and every one, and leaving them with the opportunity to express themselves towards a connection in the 10 and connection with the Creator. The freedom is in revealing the connection between us and revealing the Creator in the connection between us. That is actually what we have to be aimed towards in our freedom of choice. That's it. Good. So let's now wait for our info and see what they want to tell us. Please.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, all the friends. We just want to remind you festively that today it's happening. From 6 p.m., we're waiting for you physically, virtually, in our building and in the Arvut system. We're talking about the unity night, the miracle of connection between us today, Sunday, November 28th, from 6 p.m. Israel time. Note, those who are coming physically to the building, because of the registration conditions and a large number of people who are coming, we want to open the gates and wait for you from 5:30. You will have a refreshment, you will have something to drink, something to eat, music, and you'll be meeting the friends. So try to come. Friends who are coming physically to the building, try to come from 5:30 onward, Israel time. And no later than 6:30. Try. From 5:30 to 6:30, we'll be waiting for you with open arms and open gates. Come from everywhere. The entry into the event is from the vehicles gate. It's called Rehov Magshimim Street. Note, wearing a mask at the entry into the event is mandatory. So from 5:30 we begin the gathering. It might be cool, and we're getting together on the roof, so if it might be chilly, so wear something appropriate. And for the virtual realm, which is the majority of the world Kli, just as we're mingling here in the building and we're drinking coffee and meeting and speaking with each other, you too are invited to go into the Ervut system, but not necessarily to your tent, but go into any tent in the world that suits the language you understand and mingle there, ideally no more than 10 people. Mingle, get to know each other, drink coffee together exactly as we're doing here. And we'll have events during the evening where we talk and do things together in the tent, just as we're doing here in the in the hall, in the dining hall.
So,
the live broadcast will begin at 6 p.m. from the building, and also those who are in the Ervut system. From 7, we'll begin the festive meal with content. There'll be excerpts with Rav's commentary, speakers, clips from all over the world, songs, funny sketches, and more surprises and a lot of joy and connection. If you have any questions or problems, write to us to World World Kli. We're getting many questions and ideas on the basis of which we already made several improvements. Thank you. And Rav, if we can ask a question, today it's happening. We only have 12 hours left. What are you expecting from this event?
I'm expecting the connection between the hearts that are coming here physically and virtually. The hearts, I'm saying, because it doesn't matter, men, women, everybody who can connect, and we will have a unity evening. That's the main thing, meaning to take another big step ahead in order to create the vessel for revealing the Creator, in order for us to know Him and by this give Him contentment. That is what we actually are trying to do. And in this way, we'll advance. That's how we will advance. That's what I can say. We'll see you in the evening, and let's have a great meeting. All the best.
All the best. Thank you very much. So we're reminding you, everyone who comes physically from 5:30 to 6:30, we're waiting for you. All those who are coming in virtually from 6, we are live for you. See you this evening, and Gilad, back to you. Niv. So the broadcast today is from 10 to 10:30 in your life with Dr. Lightman. It'll be broadcast on Facebook. You're invited to add questions there online. And from 6 to 9, the Unity Evening song.
To know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. To know inside. fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one.